Hi, and welcome back to Parent Talk hashtag with Bev. If this is a little bit loud, just turn the volume down. I am a Black British mother of West Indian descent with two young adults now. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know I started it a while back. My children are now what they consider to be adults, and we're based in London in the UK. I always profess that I'm not an expert of any kind, that I'm just sharing my thoughts, opinions and experiences around parenting in the hope that it helps another parent or someone somewhere. So what's the hashtag today? Well, to be honest, I thought I'd already done this podcast because I thought to myself, oh, I've already told my listeners about this. But having a look back, I realised I haven't posted, so I'm here to kind of just get this out. And if the cat interrupts, just know that that is part of the podcast. My cat always does this when she knows I'm about to do a podcast. She comes in the room and starts meowing. So anyway, what are we doing? What are we talking about today? I want to talk about higher education, but specifically about this thing called HEAR, H.E.A.R, and that is the Higher Education Achievement Record. I got a couple stories for you, so get your tea, your coffee, whatever, or if you're running around while you're listening to the podcast, get comfortable. I hope not to be too long, but here's story number one. A 19-year-old student at a local university. I don't even want to out the university, although I think they should be, but that's not my place. It's more important that you get the story. So this 19-year-old student, I'm going to call Jay, she reached out when the university had kicked her off the course that she was on, which was midwifery. She had completed her first year passing all her exams. She had passed all the other modules, the OSCEs and exams. Then when it came to her last exam, she had an issue that impacted upon her. She notified her tutor, but took the module exam and failed it. And rather than allowing her to take the failed module, they withdrew her from the entire degree. She appealed the decision and they held up their decision and stated that because she had not reported continual issues, they believed that her submission this time was not sincere and therefore upheld the decision to withdraw her. My question is, how do you know that it wasn't sincere? I can't tell you how angry it was I felt when this young woman reached out to me. Why? Because I know many Black students who don't feel it's either safe or they're not able to tell you when they're in distress. In my culture, we've been taught not to share our suffering because white people don't care and other people don't care and they won't understand. So we're meant to struggle on alone, which affects our health and mental well-being. And I've spoken about this on previous podcasts, so go back and listen. And I'm not surprised that there's still a stigma around asking for help. Anyway, the burden of showing we are strong is actually killing us. And it's not serving any of us. It's not serving us a favor. But anyway, look, before I digress, let me get back to this 19-year-old student who I'm calling Jay. So when she reached out to me and told me this, my advice to her was to seek out support for the appeal from the student union at the university, who have advocate service, or they have professional caseworkers who can help her through the paperwork and process of appealing. Jay said, and this is her direct quote, "Right now, it looks like I have to just start again, which I'm really upset about. I've tried asking some universities if I could just resume in the second year and study the module that I had failed alongside, but most universities are saying that they're not sure if they're going to have places for extra students to go into the second year cohort, as it's a very demanding course. I don't want to take the risk at my interview to say that I've been withdrawn from the course due to so-and-so. So if I want to resume maybe in the second year, I would like to tell them rather than tell them at the interview that she's been withdrawn, she'd like to be accepted by the university. And once accepted, then she can tell them what had happened. Now, when she said that to me, I was just like, that's a year wasted. That's a whole year wasted. You've passed all these exams and the one exam that you fell. And then I remember a conversation where when my daughter, my youngest, who's now just in the last part of her first year of her degree, when she'd got her A-level results that were far better than she expected, she wanted to change her degree from psychology to, what was it? Something to do with biomedical science. And we were informed by the university that the government cap those people who are wanting to do degrees within the science medical field. And I was like, well, then if they got a cap for that, then they must have a cap for midwifery. So I'm a bit perplexed. I was like, so they can't get her in second year. They won't let her do the other course. Do they have a cap as well on how many students they can have in the midwifery course? It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know that for a fact. But anyway, as I'm no expert, right, and I wanted to advise this young woman, I reached out to someone in my network for advice, as that person that I was reaching out to had worked at a higher level within a Russell Group university. And she asked if the student had been off-rolled. Don't know what this means neither. So I looked on Google, and it means removing a pupil from the school roll without a formal permanent exclusion, or by encouraging a parent to remove their child from the school roll when the removal is primarily in the interest of the school rather than the best interest of the pupil. Did you hear that? Off roll. It means moving a pupil from the school roll without a formal permanent exclusion, or by encouraging a parent to remove their child from the school roll when the removal is primarily in the interest of the school rather than in the best interest of the pupil. I think I could do a podcast just on that quote, actually, but I'm not going to do that right now. Let's finish the story. So my contact then asked also if she had a HEAR, a HEAR. I didn't even know what that meant, but actually it's a Higher Education Achievement Record. This is an electronic document which records your academic and extracurricular achievements during your time at the university. It's like a formal degree transcript that provides full record of your university achievements. Man, I didn't even know that such a thing existed. When I used to work years ago in Ealing, they had a national record of achievement. And when young people were at school, I don't even know if they still do it, because we're talking about years ago. And in this national record of achievement, it was all the things that you'd achieved while you were at school, so that when you were going for employment, you could present this to potential employers or further education colleges, so you would have everything in one place. And my role was to go around to the schools and to review the processes, procedures, talk to staff, talk to students, if they understood what they were doing and how they would use it, and then make recommendations for the school and the National Record of Achievement committee that I was sitting on in the borough. And then we would go back and check whether or not the school had done this. And then, to tell you the truth, that's the only time that I come across something like that. but that's another podcast. So going back to the story. So we asked her if she had a HEAR. This really acts as an academic credit collection, all your grades in one place, making it easier to transfer. And a credit transfer is a really good option for moving elsewhere. It means you don't have to rely upon contacting people from the university who may have moved on for whatever reason. You know, you would have that record with you that you could show. So I told Jay, if she wasn't happy with the process that she'd kind of experienced, that she could report it to the QIA, Office of Independent Adjudication. And their website is www.oiahe.org.uk. And I think the only downside for them is that the university or sixth form or provision needs to be a member of their organization. But it's worth doing your own homework, as you never know. And yes, that's at the end. I would go to them at the end if you'd gone through the process and procedures and the outcome was still that they wanted to withdraw you and you wanted an independent body to have a look at the process that had been gone through. But that's long. You know, sometimes you just want a result straight away, but sometimes things take a bit of time and you need to do the research. But anyway, one place that I found when I was doing the research for this young person was that the Open University, they have a whole section on, you know, a transferred credit that can be used towards applying for another degree. And the Open University have a website and they have this whole section and an email that you can contact if you want further information. So I'm putting that in here now, not that you need it, but just so that you have it for reference. So they have a whole section, as I said, and the final date for credit transfer applications is the 10th of August, 2023. But don't take my word for it. You need to go and check out their website. It's www.open.ac.uk/study/credit-hyphen, that's the one in the middle, transfer, TRANSTFER. I'll try and put the links for these in the description box of this podcast. So Jay said, going back to the 19-year-old student Jay, she wasn't even aware of these options. How many students are? Furthermore, how many parents are aware of this? I told her that to ask the student union questions, and it's not all about, you know, the student union isn't all about student fairs and societies. I said to her, ask questions like, how do I find out if I've been off-rolled? Who do I need to speak to about this? And who specifically can I get help from? If I've been off-rolled, how can I get a copy of my HEAR, my Higher Education Achievement Record? How long will this process take? Who and what is the process? And who might support me? When I followed up with Jay, she did manage to sort stuff out. She said that she'd applied for another university and is currently studying there. And she said, to be honest, I'm happier here. She is still trying to get her HER from the old university, but I'm glad that things have worked out for her. Because when I spoke to her, she was in real distress. And sometimes when you're in distress, then you find out you got to fight for something. It can be like, what's the point? I might as well just wait this year out. And not everybody goes back to studying when they've gone through things like this. So I'm glad things have worked out for her, but I'm so angry that she was dismissed in such a way. When she had to appeal, she went to her tutor, who helped her to write up her appeal. But what this tutor neglected to insert was that it was important for Jay to show that she had been struggling with her issue. And despite them, or the issues that she had encountered, she had successfully completed prior exams. It was just her struggle to focus on the last exam that had impacted her so badly and impacted her performance. Now, I don't know if the tutor was just ignorant or, I'm going to say it, complicit. Sorry, notifications coming through. I've tried to bleed and silence them, but they still do. Anyway, so as I said, I don't know if the tutor was ignorant or complicit, but I was angry that a year of this young woman's life has been wasted and that she had started again. What if her confidence couldn't handle this? She would have given up. And that's what happens to so many of our young people. You know, when things become hard, they just be like, well, what's the point? I might as well give up and try something else. And it's not where they want to be. I think there's an issue that no one's giving voice to within the midwifery field, and that's racism. And yes, I said it. Not everything is about race, but I hear you shout, you know, Beverly, not everything's about race. Yeah. But when you get so many different stories that I hear come to me, and they're a dot, you begin to add up these dots. And when all of them, the common denominator is the same thing, then I'm going to call it out. And it reminded me, what Jay was going through reminded me of a friend of mine, who I will call S, who went into midwifery about 10 years ago, but is now a community nurse. And I'm not going to go into the full context or causes because we ain't got time for that. But I specifically reconnected with her recently to catch up. And I Jay's incident reminded me to ask her, like, why she never went into midwifery when that's what she really intended. And she told me that she was advised to do nursing first. So she did, and didn't follow up with the midwifery as life got in the way. And, you know, trying to balance studying and meeting her family's needs and working, you know, she found out that, okay, this will suit me then for now. Then what happened in my job, I spoke to a parent who's a black midwife, and she informed me that while studying, she also was advised to do nursing rather than midwifery. But she was adamant and stuck to her guns, and she's now in a position where she can pick and choose the midwifery, the work that she's doing. But she confirmed that there is this type of advice that's given out to black and brown students when they signing up for the midwifery, resulting in a lack of black midwives because everybody's been diverted to nursing. So anyway, back to why it's important for us parents to know stuff. So I bumped into another parent from a group that I'm working with. I'm helping them to organize together for change. And this particular mother had not been to our coffee mornings for a bit and was silent in our group. So I won't give more context right now about her circumstances, because I want to encourage her to come and tell her own story in the future. For now, it's okay to share this. She said the reason why she's been so silent is that her daughter has just left her degree course when she had less than 6 months to finish. Why? Her daughter's friend had taken their own life by suicide. And I'm sorry, I just blurted that out. It's not easy to hear at all. And I'm sorry if it's triggered any of you that are listening, but let me finish the story. So not having all the circumstances around the specific issue doesn't really matter right now, but her daughter was suffering the impact and mentally couldn't cope. with continuing to study and what she was going through emotionally, right? And I was so sad to hear that her daughter was suffering. And I asked questions about, you know, if her daughter's getting support, if her parents were getting support for themselves and her child. And of course, there's always issues when couples are faced with issues, because sometimes you just want to turn around and blame each other. So I was saying to her, this mother, that, you know, some family therapy could help, so that they could work out a collective way they were going to support their daughter, and that their daughter would need some sort of support as well. So I then asked if the daughter had rolled off from her university, because, you know, I just got a new piece of knowledge. I just wanted to share. And the mother wasn't aware of the circumstances surrounding her daughter dropping out. And if she was aware, she didn't know anything about this rolling off. And then I said to her, did your daughter defer her year then? Because you can defer a year when you're at university. If you've got issues that have come up, you can let them know that these are impacting you and you want to take that year out. And it's called a deferred year. Mum didn't know that either. And then, you know, I was just stunned that her daughter could lose 2 years of studying, and basic information like this, they didn't know. I asked if her daughter was not going back right now, if she'd applied for her HEAR, the Higher Education Achievement Record. Mum didn't know about this either. So right now, they're trying to cope and get through the storm that's life provided. And both of them are trying to find a way forward. And as I said before, I talked about counselling, you know, and all those things to help them cope. When I saw the mother again, she told me that she told her daughter, and her daughter was not aware of the options or even about the HEAR. Now, look, people, you learn something, you share it. You don't know the impact of that. Now, this young woman is, I don't know, I'd like to think she's got an avenue of hope that she can go down, that the 2 years that she studied, 2.5 years that she studied, are not a complete waste, yeah? And that she can defer for the year and then go back when she's better situated and be able to pick up the final year. Because you work hard in university, it's not easy, right? And to just let that slip by? No. So look, people, as we learn something, we've got to share it, because you never know who it might help. It's like throwing a pebble into a lake and the ripple effects reach out beyond your vision. So hence these podcasts, we share so we can learn from and with each other. It's not gossip, it's learning. I know I come from a tradition that's oral. We hand down our wisdom by stories we tell. Now, these stories are more important than characters. Some of us don't want people to know our business, and I get that. I was brought up that way too. But some of these stories can save us in more ways than one. So if you want to share, reach out. I don't know how many will find what I've just shared today and the information shared useful. But it's out there now. Please share it so that we can catch a piece of wisdom to help inform others who might be in the dark. Okay? Short and sweet. Now, I have some news to share with you. I've been asked to help host another podcast launching soon. I'm excited about the opportunity, wondering if I can fit everything in. And I should start doing these podcasts because it's giving voice to other people's experience. So hang on, no. Yes, I've been asked to host another podcast. Will I stop doing Parent Talk with Bev? No, I will continue to do that, because these podcasts are about giving voice to other people's experience so that we can learn from them. And that's the main reason why this podcast is here. Can I handle the extra work? Well, we'll see. In the meantime, there is much to talk about, And there are guests that I've got to sort out and get them on this platform. So look out for the next episode. And if you found this one useful, feel free to let me know. Or if you would like to share your experiences or tidbits of wisdom, you know, tidbits of wisdom, like others have done, like previous guests, then let me know. Reach out at this email, parenttalkwithbev, that's all one word, no spaces, parenttalkwithbev@gmail.com. So remember, like, share, follow. And more than anything, it's the 1st of April. This is not an April Fool's podcast. Everything I say on here is not a joke. It is true. So thanks for listening. Wishing you and your loved ones a daily blessing. Remain safe. Until next time, me and the cat, we're out.